Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back. It's the afternoon show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. Jack Fritz and Ike Reese hanging out on this Monday afternoon. Spike joins the show tomorrow full time. So you can, no more speculation.
Wow.
You ready?
Tomorrow?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
Okay. Yeah, I'm ready. I think it's actually official. I'm actually starting to see actual stuff.
I know you're just not in the mindset of I'll believe it when I see it.
Yeah, well, you know, we've been given several dates already behind the scenes. You and I, we've had several different dates that he could be here.
Yep.
And they all been pushed back, and it seems like this one is going to hold.
Yep. So he'll be here tomorrow, tentatively. No, I'm just kidding. He'll be here tomorrow, the start of a new era here on the program. So, you know, looking forward to it. And, yeah, Spike will be here tomorrow. Right, I mean, it sets up perfectly. Sixers-Knicks. I mean, come on, yeah. Come on, basketball gods! You've ripped our hearts out enough. I mean, give us Sixers Heat round one, nice little blowout, and then
we beat the Knicks. We took Saquon. We took Bryce Huff.
We took Spike.
We took Spike back.
Yeah,
New York is really gonna hate us.
Yeah, now we gave someone to them. I forget, but we've given someone back to them.
What did we give back? Well, we gave them all. We gave them Bill
Reddick. Yeah, we gave him Reddick.
Oh yes, right.
Yeah,
you forgot about him already.
Forgot about him. Like he wasn't even – he's a bum anyway. He's a scrub. Glad he's gone. He's 30. We don't need him. Just kidding. I'm just kidding. So they get Reddick. We get Huff.
Yeah.
I still would have rather. It's all right. Defense is fine. Howie's going to draft all studs on the defensive side of the ball. We don't even have to worry about it. But I want to run this by you because if the offense continues to struggle, I got an idea – for a new lineup. And obviously, I am a proponent of Schwarber batting leadoff. And it's not so much about Schwarber batting leadoff. It's the four hole is driving me nuts. Like, I think Bohm and JT are good players. Mm-hmm. I don't think either are four hole hitters. Mm-hmm. JT is a good hitting catcher, but he's batting sixth. I'm much happier. Alec Bohm, same kind of thing. Like, just doesn't have the pop for me. You know, a four hole hitter traditionally, you know, drives in a ton of runs.
Yeah.
And I think they signed Castellanos to be that. He has not delivered on that outside of the first half of last year, really since that point. You don't really trust him in that spot with the amount of strikeouts. So here's what I'm thinking on something that I think might work. And yes, I know this does break up the righty-lefty-lefty-lefty thing, which I'm not a huge fan of. But
thank God you're ready to break that up.
But the reality is that their best hitters are left-handed. So I would like them getting more bats if possible. So I'm thinking –
hold on, are there best hitters that I've had?
Yeah, it should be. Bryce, Harper, Schwarber, Marsh, Stoddy. I mean, like they're a little cold. Some of them are cold right now, but I trust them to bounce back.
All right.
So here's what I'm thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Batting Brandon Marsh leadoff. Mm. Marsh has had a good start to the year. He had a 370 OBP last year. It's around 330 right now, but he's also hitting 313.
Yeah.
I think he works a good count. He's not super over aggressive. He traditionally lets, you know, pitches get in there, lets seize pitchers, and he could steal a base. He's not slow. He can move around, and that'll make all the speed people happy. So I'm putting Marsh in leadoff. Trey Turner batting two. He's heating up a little bit.
Mm.
He's hitting over 302. Had a good game yesterday.
Yep.
And which is good to see because they need that. They need him to start hitting. Harper in the three hole, obviously.
Yep.
And I'm putting Schwarber fourth. Now, I don't, again, it's lefty lefty. I don't love it because of late game circumstances, but I need someone behind Bryce that it can be a threat to at least hit the ball to the ballpark, maybe drive in some runs, stuff like that, because the guys behind him right now, it could be a part of why he's struggling. I mean, the Diamondbacks last year just stopped pitching to him. They didn't give him anything to hit because they knew we could kill him. And Bohm couldn't deliver until game seven. And it could be affecting him early in the season, too, where he feels like he has to press and has to drive in runs because the guys behind him aren't getting the job done.
Yeah, and he's always going to put that type of pressure on himself. He's just, that's the high expectations he has. That's never going to change. And so when Topper says he looks like he's out there trying a little too hard, that's what he does. Like, that's, he's not going to dial it back. He's going to try even harder. So I was not expecting that. You feel like we're at that point where we need to try something.
Not right now.
Not, but you're saying.
I'm saying if they continue to struggle.
If they continue.
Because they're going to have to change it up. I mean, there's too much talent. If they continue to struggle, there's too much talent here for them to be down.
Yep.
And if it's just not working and it's not clicking. I mean, Thompson has been prone to change things up. You know, even in 22, Schwarber started the year as leadoff hitter and then they bumped him down. He wasn't as hot as he is right now.
Right.
Last year, it was Trey to start the year. Then they tried Stott before eventually settling on Schwarber.
Yep.
This could be something where if they – because I really feel like the four spot just matters more at this point than the leadoff spot. You know, I think the leadoff spot is fine. It gets a hitter more and more at-bats. But if there's no one protecting your star in the four hole that can be a threat, it just matters a ton more. And it puts more pressure on Bryce like we just talked about. So everything after that's whatever. I mean, I put JT, Stott, Bohm, Castellanos, Rojas. Like, it doesn't really matter. The more interesting part is the first four in the lineup and maybe trying Marsh up there and seeing if it jumpstarts anything.
Yeah. I don't know how anybody can be opposed to some new idea.
Yeah.
I just don't know. That's a little bit much there. Marsh to the top of the lineup.
He's batting fifth tonight. I mean, he's working his way up there.
You're right about that. He certainly is working his way up.
He had a triple yesterday.
No, it has less to do with Marsh. I'm fine with him. Mm-hmm. It has more to do with taking Schwarber out of the leadoff spot.
Mm-hmm.
I listen, when you're struggling, not him particularly, just the lineup in general, even though he is struggling a little bit.
Well, he got on base five times on Saturday.
That's the thing. I mean, that's nothing to sneeze at.
Against all lefties, too.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
Well, you got to try something is really the point that I'm getting at when you're struggling and moving your lineup around. And moving those guys down at the bottom of the lineup doesn't do anything. It's the top of your lineup. It's your key guys. So, I just wonder how long Topper will allow it to sort of go. Now, you go out here tonight against Colorado – and you don't score any runs.
Well, it's this whole week.
I mean,
this whole week you should be in the –
Yeah. Like, this really should be how you get healthy offensively this week.
The get-right week.
Yes.
The get-right week.
Yeah.
But for me, like, the reason why I'm moving Schwarber out of the leadoff spot, if they continue to struggle, is not because I think he's not doing a good job. He is doing a good job.
Mm-hmm.
He's batting, like – you realize he's batting, like, .433 against lefties? Like, that's ridiculous.
Yeah. It doesn't
make any sense.
But all we care about is the home runs.
I know. He's a singles hitter. He's a little slap hitter now, Kyle Schwarber. They need to get someone behind Harper to protect him. And, hey, maybe the trade deadline, Trout. Hashtag ask out Trout.
I heard. Yeah. I heard this ask out Trout thing.
I mean, you want to talk about the perfect four-hole guy to protect Bryce in the lineup. I'll put Mike Trout there. But, man, it's just that spot's killing him. It's just killing him. So, you know, I know it's lefty-lefty, and I don't love that, especially for late-game circumstances, but they're going to have to try something. 215-592-9494 if you want to react to that, plus all your phone calls on things you miss about your childhood. Kenny from the Dirty 30, what's happening, Kenny?
First off, I have to defend Jack about how he is a 30-year-old curmudgeon. Run into him in Clearwater with all his friends late at night, and his knucklehead friends and I stayed up late while Jack went to bed early.
Well, to be fair, I had to be up at – our flight was at what? We think it was at 4 in the morning?
Never let the truth get in the way of a party story.
All right, thank you, Kenny. I appreciate
it. All right. And Chris from Pensauken, he didn't go far enough about the childhood. I remember sitting there, and I'm sorry because it's going to sound like one of your cousins, but saying to my dad, when are we going to get remote control of the TV? He goes, we got one. Get up and turn to channel 6.
Oh, for sure.
You know? Yeah,
sure.
And you know, he had to watch this Lisa Thomas Lurie now. Can't miss out on that. So, you know, the Saturday morning cartoons that were only on Saturday morning, and that was it. And then, and this is actually my answer too, Jack, but I do want to talk about the Phillies. But I just miss the kids knocking on the door, and if it was the spring, we were playing baseball until dinner time. And if it was the fall, we were playing football until dinner time. And then if it was the winter, we're playing hockey in the street and had to get the nets out of the way when the car would come down until dinner time. And then the street lights would come on. And you don't see, everything has to be organized now. The kids just don't just. And it was,
well,
it
now
when
you get a knock on your door, you start.
When
you get a knock on your door now out of nowhere, what, you start calling the cops immediately?
I do.
Well, no, because they're selling the candy bars for the to support the Little League team. You know?
Yeah.
That's the only knocks we get are the little kids selling the candy bars.
Yep.
It was just, you know, it was a different time. But you know what? Here's what I learned. Because I remember hearing our parents telling us the stories about when they were kids. And I guarantee you, our kids are going to say, oh, remember the days when we actually had phones to have to hold? Because, you know, Lord knows, you can have like, some implant in your brain. You just have to think about it. You know, I mean, who knows the way technology's going now. So
yeah, I'm very curious to see what the next generation has to complain about when they were kids.
Yeah, I remember we used to have to post our meals online. You remember that? And, you know, just
it's going to be – so what do you got on the fills here, Kenny?
What's driving me crazy, and I'm very Philly centric with this, but it's just like with the football. When the guys don't play in the preseason, they start out slow. The spring training, I mean, I'm down there. They get 1-2 at bats, and they're, you know, they're in the locker room, whatever. These guys have got to get their at bats. Baseball, you need at bats. And I don't think they get enough in spring training, and that's why they're starting out so cold, because these are not contact hitters. And if you're not a contact hitter, you got to start getting your timing down, and none of them have it. And I think our spring trainings are too laissez-faire.
You gotta put the pads on?
Yes, exactly. Oklahoma drill. Yep. What's the baseball equivalent of Oklahoma drill?
Put the pads on, have some 2 days, get out there. Yeah, I got you, Kenny.
Yeah, you know, they lollygag the first, and they lollygag, and what are they?
They're not playing well, Kenny. Yeah, they're not playing well.
You're supposed to say lollygaggers. Didn't you see Bull Durham?
I have seen Bull Durham. I was not up on your
another bad Kevin Costner movie.
No, that's
a great one, man.
Nah.
Like, I'll tell you, I was actually at NC State in grad school when they were filming that, and our rugby bar was Mitch's Tavern, which they threw us out for a week to film the bar scene. And then we came back in the bar. It was this dive bar. It actually made it kind of nice for the movie. So I always have a special attachment to that movie because they cleaned up our bar for us.
That's a beautiful story, Kenny. Yeah,
there you go.
This is beautiful. Clean up the bar, the local bar down in NC State. He can't be. He can't claim NC State. Kenny's
is he claiming NC State too?
It was a little much. I mean, you know, he's a Nova.
I thought
guy.
He went to Nova.
Yeah, he's a Nova guy. You know, what was he good?
Well, did he go to both schools? I don't know.
He went to grad school at NC State.
Well, listen, he paid.
He did pay.
He paid to claim NC State, so at least he went there.
I know. I don't need Kenny changing. That's all I'm saying. Like, Kenny, I need to be able to troll about Villanova. Like, you can't be having him jump ship to a different. It's like the camera, right? Like, the camera claims like three different high schools.
Yeah. I don't really have that issue. You know, my wife graduated master's from Pepperdine, but I never really heard her bragging about Pepperdine.
No, she's a Sparty.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. Seems like people don't claim their grad school as much as they claim their real schools.
Yeah, the undergrad school.
Yeah,
they spent more time at the undergrad school, right?
Like, really, you're literally just going to be a student at the post grad.
Yeah.
You're not having any fun. You're putting in extra work.
Well, I mean, I'm sure she had fun out
there. Yeah, but in
Los Angeles, outside of Los Angeles.
Well, such a Pepperdine's campus is ridiculous, I heard.
Yeah, I heard.
Guess he didn't get out
I
there.
I didn't get out there. I did not.
Guess he didn't get out there. Big V's in New Jersey. What's happening, Big V?
Hey, what's happening, guys?
What's up, Big V?
Hey, shit, loving it. Great show today.
Oh, thank you.
But, you know, you still got to get your spanking from OG Wade. But
We're waiting on him because he's got a controversial QB ranking list out there that we got to get.
Oh, yeah, we got to dive into, yep.
Yeah, that was back when he, you know, spent the night in the vet to try out for the Eagles.
You don't believe that?
No.
We don't either.
Yeah.
What do you got on the Phils?
On the Phils. Here's the thing with the Phils. I mean, they're traditionally that way. They start off slow. Then, you know, by the All-Star game, they're raring hot. And, you know, they're in it. They'll take it to whatever the case may be. By the World Series, the third game, they're all out of gas. So I like it that they're starting a little slower this time. I mean, I like to see batting and everything. But as long as they keep it a little bit over 500, I think we got a good chance of winning.
I like that. I like that, Big V. You're already worried about the World Series. You don't want them to run out of gas. That's good. I appreciate it.
Definitely. Listen, about our man getting that contract extension, mm-hmm. it's about freaking time. But, no, it doesn't put any pressure on him to make things happen, you know, with the draft. Mm-hmm. Because you look at it, the model of the Eagles, they're not draft geniuses. They're more of an acquisition group.
Right.
They, you know, they like their talent. They'll pay good money for it. But, I mean, they have picked out some gems during the draft. But
well, what defensive gems have they picked out?
Trotter?
Well, hold on. We're going back to 1998. I'm talking about under Howie.
No, I mean, under Howie, we haven't seen anything really good. But under Howie, this is the season. It's acquisition.
Yeah, but this Howie season's over. All right, we're closing the book on Howie. Yeah,
no,
come on.
Howie season is not over. With.
Stick a fork in it. They have no money left.
There's plenty of money left. That's
always got money.
Oh, okay, yeah. That's why Hassan Reddick's a Jet.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's not like they paid $200 million for a mediocre basketball player. I mean, but I mean, they've got money.
That's just Toby catching strays.
Yeah, that's good.
To my ass.
I appreciate it, Big V. What do you miss about your childhood, Big V?
Well, he said one thing. You know, we had the arena in our neighborhood. It was called the Lot. You know, baseball during the summer. You know, you played in the Lot. You know, mm-hmm. Kickball. You know, football during the winter, you know, especially on a snowy day. Mm. You played in a lot, and everybody knew it was time to go home when the streetlights came on.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, but I'll take you back a little bit, Ike, in terms of a poverty childhood. Lunch tickets.
Woo! Boy, let me tell you, if you lost that lunch ticket before we got the lunch, oh, Lord.
You're about a hungry individual, bro.
Man, you're going to be a hungry individual, brother.
Yeah.
Man, you're going to be a hungry individual. Now, you guys didn't have lunch tickets at school, right?
No.
Yeah. Everybody at your school packed lunch, I'm sure.
My dad made my lunch.
Sure, he did.
He did, yeah.
Did he cut the crust off your bread, too?
I was a crustman. Yeah, I was all right. But it was usually a nice, like, chicken salad sandwich or a tuna salad sandwich with, like, maybe an apple and a nice thing of fruit snacks. Yep. Scooby-Doo, hopefully.
Oh, no, you the dude I put in the locker. Yeah, you are the one I put in the
good
locker.
Good luck picking me up. Good luck. No, I know. I'm sorry. I don't relate to the lunch tickets.
No, yeah. That was associated with free lunch. That's what that was.
Yeah, yeah,
yes.
Yeah. I picked it up, believe it or not. I picked it up. Me and Ben Kenny are locked in on this one today.
School lunches, man.
Yeah.
Pizza Day was great.
Dude, Pizza Day is still great. Except when Spike had pizza day here on his last day. And he made everyone eat his vegan pizza nonsense.
Vegan pizza nonsense.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So OG Wade did put out his quarterback rankings. Did you see it?
I did see it.
Do you want to hear it?
Yes, of course I do.
All right, I'll run through this as fast as possible because I can't wait for him to eventually call in.
Yep.
Number one, Jalen Hurts.
Of course.
Yep.
Wait, you go the other way.
Okay, sorry.
God.
He started at 23, by the way. So he didn't
this is 32 quarterbacks, yep. Yes.
So 23, Derek Carr. 22, Trevor Lawrence. 21, Daniel Jones. Here we go.
How is Daniel Jones not last on this
he
list?
He shouldn't even be in the top 23. Why did he cut it off at 23? That's my question.
Because he couldn't remember anybody else's names.
20, Deshaun Watson.
Okay.
19, Geno Smith.
Man, you got to give Geno Smith a little more credit than 19,
don't you?
I
19 seems about right.
Okay.
Kyler Murray, 18.
Okay.
Justin Herbert, 17.
Wow.
Yeah, that's good take. That is pretty low.
Yeah.
That is low. I'll buy all your stock. Dak Prescott, 16. 2 of 15.
Oh.
Matt Stafford, 14.
Oh. Would have had him a little higher.
Baker Mayfield with F.
That's close enough.
F-E.
Yeah.
I-L-D for field.
Mayfield. F-E-I-O-D. Is that F-I-L? F-I-E-L-D.
12, Brock Purdy. Yep, trash.
Too high. Just waiting to hear that.
Yep.
Yes.
Way too high.
11, Jordan Love.
Okay.
10, Kirk Cousins.
Okay.
Cousins.
Yep.
9, Josh Allen.
Wow, okay.
Unbelievable. 8, CJ Stroud.
Okay.
7, Lamar Jackson.
Okay.
6, Aaron Rodgers.
A-Rod is still in the – A-Rod is still getting free passes. He's top 6.
Well, what about Russell Wilson being number 5?
Holy cow, Russell Wilson is number five?
If even the Steelers are like, all right, it's a little much. Four Burrow.
Okay.
Three Goff.
Wow, he loves Jared Goff.
He loves Jared Goff. Two Mahomes and one Jalen Hurts.
Wow.
Yeah, what a takes,
I feel man. Like he's my son.
What a takes, man.
Two Patrick Mahomes.
It's a good year to put him to. Yep.
Back-to-back MVPs. Yeah. I mean, back-to-back Super Bowls he's won.
Yep. Listen, they only make one OG Wade. And he doesn't care about your opinion.
He had a couple good ones in there. Herbert at 17, no.
Russell Wilson at 5.
Yeah, Russell Wilson at 5,
he
no.
Got benched.
Yeah, because if Russell Wilson is the fifth best quarterback, you may as well just trade Justin Fields right now.
Yeah. There's no point in being there.
Yeah.
And they aren't doing that. But, man, because I think you and I, I feel like, are both pro-Russ. Like, I want Russ to not have his career fall apart.
Mm-hmm.
That's too far.
Yeah, he's not the fifth best quarterback in the league. No, no.
Well, OG Wade will, I'm sure, account for his list coming up when he eventually calls in. 215-592-9494. Still looking for the things you missed about your childhood for a 2024 Eagles draft hat. Plus, you're qualified for the grand prize drawing, a autographed Jalen Hurts midnight green Eagles jersey courtesy of the Eagles Pro Shop. But on the other side, did we see growth from one Sixer yesterday? I think so. Why? We'll discuss coming up next on the Afternoon Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Welcome back. It is the Afternoon Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Jack Fritz and Ike Reese hanging out on this Monday afternoon. We'll go back to your phone calls here in 1 second on the Phillies and things you miss about your childhood. But, you know, you mentioned earlier with Joel Embiid and how he didn't play yesterday and how you liked it. Mm-hmm. And I felt the same way. Like, I felt yesterday was a good sign of growth for Joel Embiid when we're talking about.
It's a good point.
Like, taking care of his body.
Normally, like, he may have forced his
way out
there.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah.
He always plays. And, like, I mean, he decides when he plays. I think we've come to realize that he tells them when he's playing or not.
Mm-hmm.
And sure, had they lost, Embiid's probably getting crushed today for not playing and creating whatever scenario would have played out. But at least I like the idea that he's taking his time with this injury. He's not forcing his way back out there. Even, you know, his first rehab or the first prognosis of when he could be back from this knee injury was 6 to 8 weeks, and it took him 9 weeks
to
get
rush.
Back.
Yeah.
And we know Joel, like, he rushed to get back on the court. Seems like at age 30, he's kind of starting to prioritize his health. And it feels like we're getting some good growth here from Joel Embiid. That's how he's going to be able to elongate his career.
Yeah. Yeah. I just hope that they could take advantage of this season and maximize it. And listen, if a trip to the finals come, we'd all take that without question. And I'm not saying that our goal should be to get to the Eastern Conference Finals. I want to be realistic with the situation. We could dream and dare to dream for a championship, but one hurdle at a time. And if you lose a tough, false series to Boston in the Eastern Conference Finals, I can feel good moving forward. I can feel good moving forward. Now, the circumstances aren't going to necessarily be the same come next year because you got to start all over again, get through the entire season again, and get to the postseason again, and then try to do it. So I just think this year the stars seem to be lining up for us, and I just hope they can come through. You know, Tyrese looks like it'll be interesting to see Tyrese in the postseason.
Mm-hmm.
Half-court offenses, defenses being thrown at you to take you out of your comfort zone. You know, are they going to make Tyrese strictly a shooter to keep him from getting to the basket?
Mm-hmm.
He certainly can hit open shots. You don't have a problem doing that. Playoffs is different.
I tell you what, Heat-Knicks is not a very easy test for Tyrese's
playoff. Got Josh Hart over there to guard him.
Yep.
All right, so they got all these athletic wing perimeter players, even bigger than Tyrese, that they can throw at him.
Totally. Totally. It's not, and we know Spoelstra is going to have something cooked up for him.
Yeah.
I mean, 100%. I mean, yep. Spoelstra is obviously the best coach in the East, so he's going to have something ready. I know that had they lost, maybe we're having a different conversation about Joel today. In fact, I guarantee we are.
About him not playing.
About him not playing. Yeah. And, oh, my God, he's hurt again heading into the postseason, which he could be. Like, yesterday could have been – but I like
it. It doesn't feel like anything's wrong with
it. It doesn't.
Now.
And at least the mindset is, I got to be ready for Wednesday.
Yeah.
It's not, I got to beat the Nets
right.
on the final game of the
I
year.
I agree.
And it shows good trust in his teammates.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if that happens in years past. Like, he trusted Tyrese and the guys to go out there and go beat the Nets.
Yeah. I'm with you on that. I'm with you on that. Can I bring up one small thing? And I promise you not to belabor the point. I got to bring up the Sixers AI statue again. All right. Because, first of all, Hugh got on here today trying to apologize for him, or asking for apologies from everyone.
What am I apologizing for?
It's not my fault that the Sixers made this. As rightfully they should have, because that's how much AI means to the city. This was a big deal. This was a big deal, right? See how many people showed up to this thing? We were expecting a statue. Now, the majority of us have never been over there to the practice facility, so we don't know that all the other statues are some similar height, even though it's not the same height as the AI statue. None of them are grand statues. You know what else we hadn't noticed? I didn't see a Charles Barkley unveiling day.
Nope.
I didn't see a Dr. J unveiling day. Moses. Obviously, Moses has passed. But I'm saying, like, let me roll.
You're cooking. Yeah.
Yes. This seemed like it was more of a thing to do for us as fans as well. Like, they made it a big deal.
And a whole press conference.
And a whole press conference and everything. So it's not us on the outside. It's not our fault that we assumed that this was a statue unveiling of the other statues we've seen athletes get.
Well, because statues mean something in sports.
Yes.
Not scrubs don't get statues.
Yes.
And they're always usually larger than life.
Yep.
The thing looked like something they're going to hand out as you walk into the arena.
Yeah, but I think had we known that this is what the statues look like over there, then people wouldn't have reacted the way that they did. It's at the practice facility, so it's right in line with the other statues. My only point is that we weren't aware of this. So you can't fault the general public for reacting to something they didn't know about. Like we didn't know that was a statue walk over there at the practice facility.
Well,
it's not at the stadium.
They also went really fast from statue to sculpture.
To sculpture, yeah. Yeah, because they built it up like it was going to be a statue where, and people, again, we're not used to seeing unveilings of statues of this size.
I know. Well, and it's just like, and now I'm hearing some people, well, it's because the crossover, like, that's why it looks right. Shorter. It's like, I don't know, man. It's still really small. And they made him look even as small as possible.
Yeah.
I just don't get it. Like, it's just weird to me.
Well, I get it, because what they're doing is they're trying to they immortalized each player what they were sort of known for.
Sure.
Right? You got Chuck getting a rebound. Like, that's what they really did.
Well, if they had the right, I mean, if they're honoring Wilt the right way, it probably, you know, probably wouldn't have been just standing up. Would have been
laying down.
Yeah,
is that what you want to say? That's what you wanted to say.
What he's
not known for that. He's not known for that.
Well, he kind of is.
He kind of is known for that. Yeah,
he kind of is known for it.
Either way, had they gone with the hand to the ear, he would have been standing straight up.
And it would have been fine.
It may not look this bad.
What a time.
Either way, just a misunderstanding from everybody. I don't think any apologies are needed.
No, but
yes,
I definitely have this. Now, there's a couple things that are giving me bad omens about the Sixers playoff series.
Yes.
Or Sixers playoff run. Because I'm generally positive about this run. But Chuck, his call today, immediately I was like, this is not
yes.
This is not gonna go well.
When he goes all in on the Sixers, it does not end well.
It doesn't. And especially because I know he's waiting to crush Embiid if they come up small.
Yep.
And the Iverson statue. Like, that's gonna be a thing if they lose early.
Would you leave the AI statue
I'm just letting you know. I'm telling it how it is. If they lose early, the Iverson statue will get blamed.
Can we agree with this on this? Whenever they do get their arena, they better do a whole nother unveiling of statues.
Whole new honoring
yes.
of all these guys.
I'm telling you.
Keep that at your little practice
right.
facility.
Keep that over at your practice facility. But when you do get a new arena or whatever,
you can take Doc from the Wells Fargo
yep.
Center. You can take that over.
Yep.
And you can redo all of them.
Redo Charles. Now, the other guys aren't here anymore. Some of them.
Some
aren't,
of them.
But yep. I'm just saying. For Charles, AI, and Dr. J.
A new Legends way.
Yeah, yes. We need a new, yes. Their statues should be 20 feet tall. I mean, my goodness, we got a statue of Rocky.
I'm well aware of the Rocky statue. Yeah, I know.
He's not a real character, not a real athlete.
Not even a real person.
No.
Not even real. No, it might be real, you know, embodies the city. Now, Embiid statue. That's coming one day, right?
And I saw a lot of memes. We know what his statue is going to look like.
Yeah, what's his
laying down
and
injured on the ground, what people are trying to say.
Flopping.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, but yeah. Come on, man. Man, do the statues right.
Yeah. If you're gonna do it right.
Yeah.
215-592 9494 is how you
invite everybody over there too to the practice facility.
Again. It made such a big deal out of
it. A lot of people there.
I know.
I got T.O. flying in. I got all types of other former teammates.
No one could see it. If you're in the back, you missed it. I mean, you got Zumoff out of retirement to get over there. I mean, it was something. Howard was there. It was great. By the way, Howard tweeted out about it, him and T.O. talking, of course.
Oh, of course he did.
Yeah. Bringing up the casket.
I tell you, my boy E. Snow, man.
What happened?
I'm just saying.
You stay awake?
The plan. Stop, man. Put on a little bit of weight since his playing days have been over. That's all.
It happens.
It happens to the best of us.
Yeah, it sure does. It sure does. We'll go back to the phones here in one second, but first here is Ike.
Playing weight. How about us with hair? For years, you've heard Dr. Glatt on WIP talking about his amazing services, right? Now, I don't have any hair. I'm bald, and some people would consider me beautiful, but not everyone can be so lucky. Dr. Glatt and the Glatt Group, they know so many people that think hair restoration is a one-and-done procedure, but that's not the case. The Glatt Group, they have restoration treatments to strengthen before you need a hair transplant, as well as options to maintain your existing hair after a transplant, and their newest option is completely non-invasive. No needles, no pain, no downtime. It's called TED, which stands for transepidermal delivery. It's where growth factors are delivered directly to the hair follicles, and both men and women are seeing great results from this procedure. What are you waiting for? Give my friends at the Glatt Group a call, always at the forefront of technology. Call them today, 610-980-4000 or drglatt.com. That's 610-980-4000. Or drglatt.com and tell them Ike sent you.
Andy's in Deptford. What's happening, Andy?
Yo, fellas. What's the deal? How we doing?
What up, Andy?
Yo, man, I think, you know, it's certain combinations that work so well together, whether it be peanut butter and jelly, a steak and cheese makes a cheesesteak, cereal with milk, right? Mm-hmm. But then you got certain callers. It's like, without the big guy, it don't work for me. Like, Will of God, I ain't heard him no more.
That's a shame.
Kenny from the Dirty 30, it don't sound right without Angelo. I don't know. I like Kenny, but it just, you know what I'm saying? Like,
well, yeah, it's a different call when he calls us because obviously we're not Angelo, and Angelo had a different relationship with him. But I understand what you're saying, Andy. Yeah, his calls are different.
Like, I think John was dynamite with Herb. But Herb, I think Herb kind of works with anybody. You know what I'm saying? Like,
well, some weekend hosts, I don't think. But most during the week, for sure. What about you, Andy? I mean, how do you feel? How about I look in the mirror? You an afternoon show caller, morning show caller? Where are you at your best?
I'm only loyal to you guys. I don't call any other shows. You know, I may, on occasion, every once in a while, call that dope in the morning if he gives me a headache. But he don't take my calls anyway. So okay. I just stick to the best show out there, you guys.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But I got to get on the Philly quickly. I mean, this is the topic that you guys kind of been running with. You know, as far as expectations, were they too high, whatever the case may be. You know, I'm just a novice fan, you know, and I hardly ever played baseball. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going to say I'm a baseball guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the non-baseball guys, anytime we were say, you know, why don't we get a singles home run slow guy out of leadoff? Everybody would say, oh, you know, all they do is win with Schwarber there. Let me ask you something.
Fritz.
Jack Fritz.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
What have they won with Schwarber as the leadoff?
Well, they won a pennant, and they won two rounds.
So everybody says they win when he leads off. They're 8-8. So I mean, they're not winning, right?
Yeah, it's a questionable start. Yeah.
And then you got our biggest offseason acquisition, Whit Merrifield. The guy batting 120 hasn't had an extra base hit all season.
No hit Whit.
Along with Cassiano, another guy. Getting big money, hasn't had an extra base hit in 16 games. Like, what are we talking about?
Uh-huh.
You've got your boy, you know, Mr. MVP. He's not the number one athlete in town, just to let everybody know.
Well, who's number one?
Batting 190? Batting 190. If he didn't have three home runs in one game, what would that average be? I mean, 397 slugging? Like, do you still want to extend him? Three more years after this contract's up.
Sure.
Like, that idiot won the extra years? Like, is that still a topic?
But it is 16 games, Andy.
I don't care.
You should care.
If Eagles started 2-4, the whole city would be on fire.
Yeah, that would be about at least over a quarter of their season. The Phillies are a tenth of their season.
So if the Eagles started 0-2 and the quarterback looked like dog crap, you don't think this city would be on fire? Like, come on, man. You stop making up excuses for this.
Their explanations, not excuses.
Underperforming. Period.
They are. Like, I mean, I agree.
Come on, like I don't see how you can make up any excuses with these guys.
Okay.
You know, until they start performing, you know, the fan attendance is definitely going to be down. I mean, you have one job: get me to the draft, Phillies. You can't even do that right.
Well, how do you feel about the
one
draft?
One job. Jeez.
All right. How do you feel about the draft? How do you feel about the draft?
Like, don't disclude me on, you know, what I missed from my childhood.
Well, go ahead with that then. Go ahead with what you missed from your childhood.
Right. You got to go out positive, right? All right, here's the deal. With my childhood, who doesn't miss the neighborhood and the summertime and everything that comes with it? Whether it's pool hopping at night, whether it's football during the day, tagging the street, tackling the grass, jailbreak, manhunt. Going in when the street light comes on, whatever comes with summertime as a kid in the neighborhood.
Yeah,
I'm with you.
That?
I'm with you there.
Good answer.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Pool hopping, I'm sure you've never done that.
No, I was, yeah. Or people back in the day used to go and steal beer from garages around the neighborhoods.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Like, yeah. Obviously, I never did that.
Yeah.
I'm a rule follower.
You're a rule follower?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I did not like getting in trouble.
Breaking the rules as a kid was that was half the fun of being a kid.
Dude, I think my mom at one point said to me, like, you can, if you want, you can break rules if you want. Like,
she was worried about you. Were like, she was like, something wrong with this kid.
This
kid won't do anything wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, like so the neighbors never – you weren't the kid they ever talked about in the neighborhood as the bad kid.
I was the good kid. I was a good kid.
Why can't you guys be more like Jack?
Yeah. Exemplatory is what I would call him. Oh, that's a popcorn around the neighborhood. You know?
Yeah.
That's how I talk to people. But
oh, man. No, hopping the pool, the fence to go night swimming.
Yeah. But the games are the best, too. Like, obviously, like hide and seek.
Yes.
Like, the kids still play like Ding Dong Ditch or hide and seek or.
hide and seek, I think they do still play if you get enough of them together. Honestly,
flashlight tag?
Most of the kids you get nowadays, man, they're trying to put together some either a baseball game or football or basketball.
Good. Well,
like the other sports, I mean, not sports, but the other like games that kids used to play, don't really see a lot of kids playing those games anymore.
Yeah, they feel like they're dead.
Yeah. That feels like an old person's game.
Now they organize it on like Fortnite, you know, like on the video games
right,
online.
Exactly. That's it.
That's the new Cops and Robbers. Yeah.
Cops and Robbers and Cowboys and Indians.
Yeah.
Politically incorrect, but hell, totally. That's what we played.
That's what it was called. that's what do you want to know?
Yeah, we want me to do. That's what it was called.
That's what it was called. Corey's in Columbus. What's happening, Corey?
My man, my brother Jack, what's up?
What's up, Corey?
What's up, C?
Hey, man, let me say something about the Phillies real quick, all right?
Okay.
This is my thing with baseball. Like, there's, like, too many games to start panicking about baseball just yet. Now, are the Phillies not playing up to what we expect? Yes, but this is the problem with the Phillies. And I said this earlier when we talked about it in the offseason. Like, these dudes really didn't change the team too much. Like, they signed no hit with, like you just talked about. Like, they didn't really add much to the team. But if you look at the standings, we talked about winning the division. Well, we won game back from the Braves, and they just lost, you know, their ace pitcher. So it's like, we still not in a terrible stance. Like, I get it. People want us to be 11 and whatever, 12 win season so far, and they not. Bryce is not playing up to expectations. Trey Turner, he had the home run yesterday or the other day, but
well, he's hitting over 300 with a 370 OBP. So far, at least he's, you know, it's not as cold of a start.
I expect more from, I mean, Bryce Harper, I give him a pass, but Trey Turner, you still had an asterisk last season. I needed you to come out better on defense, hitting the ball home. I needed more from you. Like, I still looking at you out the side of my eye, like, yeah, you going to give me an error tonight? Like, I still need more from him. You know, I'll start to worry once we get to June if these dudes are still battling around 500. But, like, we still – everything we got still ahead of us. We still got 136 more games. We still one game out of the division lead. Like, I'm not going to panic on them yet.
Yeah.
Love the scoreboard.
A little bit early,
watching.
Yep. Yes. Right. And then, it's a little early to scoreboard.
We're only a game back in the division.
Right. I mean, that's what you do, right? That's what you, as a fan, that's what you do. But listen, OG Wade, that QB list, I mean, I ain't with the Russell Wilson top five, but that list wasn't that crazy.
Oh, stop. What are you talking about?
Hey, listen, Russell Wilson top five, no, I'm completely against that. But Hurts?
Hold on, what about Herbert being 17?
Hey, man, y'all love that dude. Mm-hmm. I don't love – Justin Herbert is like, yeah, you know, she a pretty girl, but she ain't got no job. She don't know how to cook.
Oh, God.
Yeah, you know, I don't want to disrespect nobody there, but you know.
Oh, it's too late.
Oh, yeah. Too far down that path.
That's what Herbert is. Like, yeah, he can throw the football, but it's like – and he don't do too much for me. Now, he got Harbaugh. I want to see what he do with Harbaugh. You know, Harbaugh, good coach. Let's see how he turn around. But Herbert, 17 might be too low, but I ain't high on him either. Like, talent-wise, he's top five, top 10. But as
wait till he gets Marvin in a couple weeks.
Yeah, I mean, he might, you know. Hey, Harbaugh, he know what players to pick. So, you know, we're going to see.
Mm-hmm. What do you miss as a kid?
As a kid, hey. So I don't know if somebody said this yet, but like as a kid, I was a hooper. And when you go to the courts now, you go to the court, don't nobody be there. Like,
yeah, ain't nobody at the court.
you wouldn't even have to bring your basketball. It would be like dudes running like, hey, I got next. I'm picking me up right here next. You go to the court now, ain't nobody even out there.
Yeah, that's a shame.
Damn video games.
I know. I had that in college, but I don't – not the – I wasn't good enough for the regular street court to go show up and play.
Or the playground. Yeah.
Yeah. I couldn't.
Dude, playground basketball, sometimes ain't even about skill. It's just about survival.
Toughness.
These dudes out here hacking you.
There's no fouls call.
No fouls call. Well, you have to be bleeding to get a call, to get somebody to respect your call.
Well, because if you call a foul, you're
assault. Yes, exactly. That's what I'm saying. You got to be bleeding and get them to respect your call. Like, hold on, he had to basically tackle me out of the air while I was going up for a layup. Real quick, on the Herbert and Harbaugh thing, it's going to be interesting to see. Harbaugh is not a throw-the-ball-down-the-field coach. He is a run-the-football, defense-oriented type of coach. He literally won the national championship with a quarterback he didn't even throw the ball in the game with.
But that guy's not going to be going top five in the draft, is he?
Yeah, I think he is somehow. I'm just saying, if you just go back in Harbaugh's history with the position, it's not a vertical.
And who's their running back right now? They let Eckler go.
Oh yeah, but he'll draft. He'll find somebody.
He'll get Blake Corum.
Yeah,
he'll take Blake Corum in the third.
He's a great talent evaluator.
Yeah,
he knows talent.
Listen, for my personal brand and my Herbert,
he's
stock,
an old school coach.
He is. Just win.
Right.
Just win with Herbert.
He'll win. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just don't know if Herbert's gonna put up the numbers that he used to.
Well, that also led to a lot of losses. So, whatever. It's fine. You take the good with the bad. Twitter question today brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. It's engagement season. Shop the home team at Mark's Jewelers with diamond engagement rings for every budget online. Mark's-Jewelers.com. On the other side, the top 5 and 5 with Ben Kenny. How miserable is it today? We'll find out coming up next on the afternoon show. Sports Radio 94 WYP.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.